What's up, Vankos? How you doing? What you're about to hear is a little clip from our first Patreon episode, okay? This is going to be behind the little paywall, okay? You pay at least $5 a month and you get 2 extra episodes a month. And this is a little snippet of the type of fucking unfiltered, uncut, but cut because we're two Jewish American boys kind of content that you can look forward to from the Red Flags. So you can go to patreon.com/trfpod and sign up. Okay, Vankos? The link's going to be below, so click on that shit and join the fucking, join the Vanker. If you're a part of the Vanker Nation, be a part of the real Vanker Nation and subscribe to our Patreon.
What's up, Vankos?
Hello, Vankos.
How is everybody doing?
How are you doing? Matt, this is the second episode for the Patreon. This is for the real ones. Yes. The real ones get this access to this type of content.
Yes, in the other off weeks, we interview people, but this one, we keep it internal. We just talk to ourselves because we're all that matters.
That is right, darling. All that matters.
We have nothing to learn, really. Nothing to learn.
Matt and I are both sick. We're both sick.
That's right.
Matt's getting over the flu and I have a cold.
Did you get boosted?
Absolutely not, dude. I don't believe in
that
shit.
I get fucking boosted.
No, I need to get boosted.
I knew we need to get boosted.
And I need to get the flu shot. But what I have right now is just a cold.
I had the flu straight up.
I'm knocking on fake plywood, which is what my desk is made of, because I don't have enough money for a real desk. Hey, Patreon, get your numbers up.
Well, they're already here. So
they're already here. That's true.
They could upgrade. They could upgrade.
Yeah, maybe if you're at $5, you can jump up to 10. You can jump up to 10, you pieces of shit.
Read our newsletter.
Read our newsletter and get the live hang. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to the live Q&A.
Shameless.
Yeah, that's what we're here. We're shameless, baby.
That's our red flag.
Yeah, that's our red flag.
Is shameless a red flag? We need to define our terms again because I don't think I have any red flags.
That's an amazing point you just made, dude.
Which is not a red flag at all.
Yeah.
So last week we did BDE rankings.
Right.
And I think Brian was number one. And I think I am going to claim the top spot of red flags rankings, whereas I don't have any red flags.
Because I'm just
DRS fucking straight up your ass with truth all the time.
Yeah, people who speak truth to power have zero red flags.
No, because here's the thing about red flags. Red flags are like they're indicators of like a problem beyond like what they're telling you. It sort of suggests a problem. A red flag is not explicitly a problem. It sort of is like, yeah, when you like in a couple of years, this is going to be a problem. Like this will be a problem, or in 6 months, this will be a problem. Whereas I'm just telling you all my problems straight up,
right?
Like I'll just on the first date be like, yo, I don't trust the banks, right? Just first date,
right?
That's not a red flag. That's just who I am.
Sure, you know? Totally. But there are women that find that attractive and they see those things as green flags when really they are red. So it's like that's to certain people would not see that. Other people would be like, oh, that's a red light. Not a red flag. That's a red light. I'm stopping. I'm getting out of the car and I'm getting out of this race. But there are certain crazy delusional women that see what you're offering and think, yeah, I want a piece of that. And then all the people around them are saying, are you crazy? You're going to be with this guy?
Yeah, I just don't know if what I have to offer is a red flag.
Yeah, dude. You're green lights all the way, baby.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you. That's what I like to do is I wear them down.
You just wear them down until they just capitulate. And that's what makes you a beautiful mind. You've seen that movie, A Beautiful Mind? That's you, babe.
I only saw the first half of that movie, so I'm going to take it as a compliment.
That's right. What you mean where he's crushing it and solving quadratic equations on his window?
That's me, baby.
Yeah, it gets a
little
bit darker.
He's got all these friends. He's got all these amazing friends.
Yeah, he's got these awesome friends that he's friends with. And you know what? He continues to be friends with them for the rest of his entire life, even after they're dead and, you know. And even if they never existed.
And he's and part of this government program that's definitely real. And then
Ed Harris is like, we need you. That sounds awesome. All right. What are my red flags? All right,
I'll tell you your red flags.
Please do, please do.
I got this. No, go ahead. Sorry about that.
Well, I had so much restraint. You know, you just insisted that you didn't have any red flags. I suggested that that might not be the case, but I didn't go into any specifics. So you know.
Okay. Well, that is your red flag. That is your red flag, Brian. Is your restraint?
Is my restraint?
Is your restraint, and then snapping.
that is 100% my red flag. That's true. It's like, oh wow, he's so agreeable, and then 6 months later, I'm like,
Brian, you're like Lewis Hamilton, where you're like driving very carefully, and then all of a sudden it's Silverstone, and Max is dead.
I've had enough.
You put Max in the wall.
Okay, so if under this criteria, that's a more understandable red flag, where it's like, oh, yeah, he's agreeable, but then, you know, maybe he's
I just said you're flawed. That's not really a red flag. Is something that sort of presents itself to the outside world, right?
As what?
As like, oh, that could be a problem. Like, the fact that you're agreeable is not really a red flag. Like, it's only because I know you well that I know that you're agreeable to a point.
Right.
And then there's a violent correction to that to how much you're going to agree. You're going to start. You're going to start being Adam Sandler. I disagree.
What's that from? What?
Uncut Gems. I disagree.
I disagree. That is the stupidest fucking bet I've ever heard. I disagree.
Right.
Shout out to Mike Francesa, the god.
Yeah, so I'm trying to... Yeah, so I guess it's hard for us to determine each other's red flags.
You know, something that we're going to be talking about, I mean, family stuff. There's red flags within family.
That's true.
Because a lot of these drivers that we're going to talk about today, it's like when you think about their red flags, you look, look no further than the papa, and you're like, there it is.
The thing is, I think we'd be better at spotting each other's red flags if we knew each other less well, which is
right.
Because red flags are what you're supposed to look at when you're like trying to date someone or trying to starting out with their friend, you know, going into business with somebody. You're looking for.
What are the things that are going to be that are right now? It's a molehill, but later will be a mountain.
Right.
Well, let's get into these drivers then. So we're going to talk about all the drivers' red flags today. We're not going to be doing necessarily a ranking. We're just going to be talking about what are the warning signs for all of these fucks.
You see these fucking guys on your Tinder or your Hinge or your fucking Scruff, whatever it is. This is what I think we should look out for.
Yeah. So we're going to start at from last to first. So obviously we're starting with Nicholas Gotifi.
So he's the classic the worst the worst thing you could say about I would never want to be called a nice guy.
Right.
Yeah, that's him, right?
Yeah.
It's like, he's so nice. He's a nice guy.
Right.
If I was like, so what's Nick Latifi like? They'd be like, oh, he's really nice. I'd be like, oh, I don't want to be anywhere near that guy. That's a red flag to me. That is an enormous red flag to me. Because I know all of Nick Latifi's friends, the first thing they're going to say about this guy is, oh, he's really nice.
Yeah.
If I heard one of my friends, the first thing they said about me is that I was really nice, I'd be really sad. I know that's not the case.
Yeah, no one would ever say that about you. Actually, if someone said that about you specifically, I think that would be you'd be like, oh, that's so sweet.
He said that I was nice.
He said that I was nice? What the fuck? And or why was he lying? Why
is he okay?
Why would he lie like this?
Yeah, why would he? Yeah.
No, if nice is the only discernible thing that someone can say about you, that sucks.
Huge red flag.
Yeah. And what that speaks to, probably, you know, as someone who, you know, only certain people would describe me as agreeable. Many people wouldn't, but from an agreeable person, under what nice is like, it's childhood trauma. It's childhood. Nice is childhood trauma because it's like, I don't want to make any waves. I don't want to get in the way. It's ironic because that's a bit of his vibe that he's like, I'm just a nice guy. I don't want to get in the way. And then he got in the way in the most significant way that anyone could ever get in the way of anything in sport when he crashed at Abu Dhabi.
Wow.
It's like, I don't want to get in the way. Oh, you got in the way, though. And sometimes it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Maybe that's his fatal flaw.
Maybe he's a lot like you, Brian, where he's like, he's
all right, calm
super
down.
Nice and agreeable.
And then he snaps.
And then he's like, I'm sick and tired of being irrelevant. And then he's just fucking crashing into Mick Schumacher.
Right.
It's so true, Brian. I say things about like you being agreeable and you being like Switzerland or whatever. Like, I'll say that. And to your college friends, they're like, what are you talking about? He's such a douchebag. But like in the New York to
right.
It's all relative.
It's all, yeah.
It's all relevant. Like to me, you're Switzerland. But right. to anybody normal, you're not. You're the me in every other group.
Right. When other people meet me, it's like, that guy's so fucking loud and opinionated. And then among you, you're like, can you fucking wake up? Can you say what you mean for once? Okay, so Latifi, he's too agreeable. He's too nice. What else do we got? I mean, the Nutella thing's a red flag. The Nutella obsession's a red flag.
Because they're trying to carve out more personality where there is none. They're hitting the resin out of the bong of his personality. And they're like, what else? He's nice. What else? Oh, he likes Nutella, which is such an eighth grader thing.
Right. There's an arrested development there. I mean, that he's like obsessed with this to the point where it's like a part of his brand that he's obsessed with this like childhood snack. What? Dude,
what?
Are you saying something?
Sorry, I was bending over to pick up my charger.
Yeah, but you can't be speaking when you're that far away from the mic. Do you not understand how podcasting works? Keep this in, Jenny. This is for the Patreon people. Yeah. The Patreon need to know that Matt has been doing this for over a year, and then Matt will just be like, he'll be like, yeah, so that's what I'm doing. And then he's here, and then he's over here, and then people write in saying that their ears hurt because they're trying to use the levels. That's your fucking red flag, is that you don't, like, in many ways in your life, you adapt and try to work on yourself. But when it comes to speaking into the microphone at a consistent space and a consistent volume, it's a fucking red flag.
Well, okay. That's
the Red Flags podcast.
It's 100% true.
Okay, Vankers, that was just a little fucking taste, a little smidge, a little amuse-bouche, okay? But there's a full meal waiting for you at patreon.com/trfpod. So do something with your goddamn life and give us $5 a month and fucking listen to it, okay, you pieces of shit? Link's in the bio. Click on it.